Hey, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl.
It's shit,
2:05 p.m. on a Sunday, Eastern Standard Time in New York City, 37 degrees outside. It's warmed up slightly. I'm not here by myself. I'm here with my co-host, Karen. What's going on?
How y'all doing? Yes, it's 37 degrees. I am always confused because I log in and Roderick is kind of like all pre-logged in all the computer stuff. So when he asked me the temperature today, I was like, I don't know. I was like, it ain't 37. I know that much. So I was confused.
Yeah. It was only slightly higher in Charlotte where you are and where it is now 2:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. We also have guests because we don't lie. We keep it real all the way. You guys know everything out here. We got Keith and Hemda. What's going on?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
We just don't want no lies to the audience, you know? We're just trying to keep them updated on everything as it happens throughout the episode.
Got to be very truthful. No lies.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's lying.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
There's just lies of omission, you know? And we just hit this is what last week is about. It's about transparency and giving the people the real behind-the-scenes shit that they don't get on the normal show. So,
right.
You know, we're going to keep them updated throughout the entire episode so they know exactly what they're getting. So if they're getting this hours later, whenever you're getting this, it was recorded in the past. Shock. I know that's shocking to some of y'all. This was recorded before y'all actually are listening to it. So it's not live.
But what I'm afraid it makes people wonder if I still have those opinions later.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the moral quandary we need them to live in. That's reality. Okay. Wake up, people, sheeple, okay? Yeah. Things are being recorded in the past, and they're given to you in the present, and now you fucking know. Do with that what you will, okay?
I have more stuff. Like, let me put Rod next to Keith here, and I noticed that you guys are matching. And if I raise my hand a little bit, me and Karen are matching.
Oh, yeah, we're actually matching my fleece, because I'm always cold, so yes.
Well, you guys really do have to share everything, right? Okay. Yeah, other things segment. You guys don't know is on the left side of Hemda is albums. Yeah. Oh, okay. Now you're part of everything. Okay.
This is our new segment. It's the 2:08.
Her hand's on her hand.
It's a 2:08 p.m. Segment. It's called What You Got On. It's a new segment. We just started right now. Keith, what you got on?
Oh, I look like you.
Okay. All right. And for those that can't see this later, I have on a t-shirt and an Xbox chain and some glasses. What about you, Karen? What you got on?
Oh, I have on a t-shirt that says, I'm a hug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Care Bear on it. Colorful. Because I am a hug dealer. I do love to hug people. Okay. That's how I got this t-shirt. And I tell everybody I am a hugger. So that's what I got on.
You seem like you're wrapped up in something on top of the shirt. We just want to keep it fully honest with the audience, Karen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a fleece on our show. They call it a thug. So I got on my thuggy to keep myself nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. And Hemda, what you got on over there?
That apparently matches. Yes.
I have on. Now, here's the thing. I have on my 2022 bleeding into 2023 daily sweater on. And that's a problem.
Oh, shit.
I have a problem. I have a problem where this has now become my favorite sweater. Therefore, I'm like, I could wear it again today. You know, usually I wear like a t-shirt or a tank top underneath or something. Today I'm wearing nothing underneath, which is why my camera will not show anything below a certain line.
This is the honesty that they come for. Mm-hmm. This is why they come to last week, because it's now 2:09 p.m. And now, like, him to brought the honesty to a complete. I actually have nothing on underneath my t-shirt, if I'm being real.
I mean, if we're going to do it all, I put on some pasties because I went to Chipotle and I was like, fuck a bra. I was like, I'm not wearing a bra.
Oh, I love that. I didn't think
I do. I wear pasties when I go out sometimes because I was like, who is trying to get strapped up in that bitch? Ain't nobody trying to put their arm. Nope. Put pasties on so my nipples don't poke through, so won't no man be like, hey, you happy to see me? No, bitch, it's cold. My nipples just happen to get hard.
Oh, my God. Can we isolate that and sell t-shirts that say, what was it?
That say what nipple covers do?
So, there's like three t-shirts in what you just, I don't know. That was my new Bible, the start of my new Bible. I love it. It's called Pasties Are Us or some shit. We'll figure it out.
Well, anyway, Hemda's sweater has a little
strippers.
Henda's sweater has a little gray in it, and Karen's shawl is gray. And they're twins now, I guess.
Exactly. That's how it works, guys.
I was going to retire. Okay. This sweater is also in our Kickstarter video. And I said, the sweater that I put in the Kickstarter video, that's it. That's the Kickstarter video sweater. I need to give it away, throw it out, whatever. I never throw things. I just put it outside and people come and take it. Like it's a stoop sale every day over here at my house. Every day. Every day. Stop by. You'll get something. But I didn't. And then what happens is when I go out, I'm like, okay, you're going out now. You've seen people. Have they seen you in this pink sweater? Then I got to go like, probably. And then I pick one of the other sweaters that I'm like, fuck, second tier sweaters. That's fine. Now it's a problem where I'm like, well, last time I met this person, did I think I was already wearing the pink sweat? So now I'm like, have I been avoiding wearing this shirt out so that I'm not wearing it out all the time and I should be able to wear it out, but I don't. And these are my problems. Thank you.
And that's 2:11 p.m. on a Sunday, guys. That's what's going on around here.
That's what's happening in our world, Eastern Standard Time.
When I was doing TikTok videos, pointing out, you know, Black history figures throughout the month of February, I had to think about which clothes I had worn recently and be like, oh shit, I had the blue hoodie on 3 days ago. Can't wear the blue hoodie too soon yet. People going to think I'm just in here wearing the same clothes all the time. So I feel you, but that's what transparency is. And that's what you come to last week for. Okay.
Now, I'll ask you more questions. Like, how is her sweater the same color as her shawl if she kept calling it a pink sweater and the shawl is gray?
Okay. See, that's why I said, if I raise my hands,
right.
It's all right. Karen and I match because she always has to raise her hands in this country. And I'm raising my hands just to match, you know?
It's so political.
Yeah, everything's what's political? She has to live her life, you know?
Exactly. Well, I'm going to start with our sponsor. All right. We got a new sponsor this week.
Okay.
It's been a while. This episode of last week on Keith and the Girl is brought to you by Therapillow. Therapillow has Tempur-Pedic pillows that feel like sleeping on a cloud. And with Therapillow, you actually don't have to worry about your money going to an insurrection to overthrow the United States government or some madman that's anti-vax doing speeches with the pillow money that you gave them. No, all you got to do is go to someone's house who has a MyPillow, like MyPillow founded by Mike Lindell, and you take their pillow from their house and still just walk out the front door.
Yeah.
Wash it when you get home because you don't want to sleep on a dirty, nasty pillow. But now you have all the same Tempur-Pedic pillow technology that feels like sleeping on a cloud in your house for free. You didn't fund the insurrection and you have your own. Now you have their pillow. So wash them, wear them, sleep on them, their pillow. Last week on Keith and Girl, tell them Ryan sent you.
Wow. So actually the discount code is for like Tide cleaner, right?
Like, yeah, this is more like a charity, really. Like, we don't get any money from this one. You know, not that we've ever made money in the past on your sponsors, but we this one is kind of a freebie. This is more.
This is the five finger discount.
Well, Shopliftify is the five finger discount technically, but this one we just is more like a political cause that we support. So their pillow, if you know, maybe you have an ex, you know, you can sneak back in the house, get their my pillow, make it your their pillow, and now. And now you just helped out the world. You're welcome. And
what's the tagline? It's like my pillow, but theirs.
Oh, can we hear that tagline again? That was a good one. I would like to hear that.
I believe the tagline was, I believe the tagline was something like, is their pillow at your house now? All right. So,
okay. I remember different.
I mean, they let us do with the copy what we can, you know.
I see. Like, make it your own. Loose
with it. They don't want us just reading straight off the prompter. So,
do they say like their pillows? Make it your own.
Yeah, exactly. They're like make it your own. That's what we're all about here. Last week, all right. It's now 2:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's time to move into the next segment, which is Minimum Rage, because there's always some shit happening.
Love That's Minimum Rage.
And there's new stuff on the Reddit about Minimum Rage. There was a fight posted, I believe, this morning or within the last 24 hours, for sure. It's what I enjoyed on the morning poop today.
It never stops.
Oh, my God, morning poop section. What did you... Just kidding, Keith. It's okay. Everything's okay, Keith.
Like, I like that telling the time is the only thing that makes Keith feel a little like embarrassed, like the fourth wall being broken. You know? It's like he can ask somebody like, so how do you fuck? And that's not awkward at all. But me being like, it's 2:16, he's like, God damn it, Rod. Come on.
Too much. TMI.
You're giving away everything.
What if they find out time is a construct and this becomes all outdated?
And we'll be on the cutting edge of breaking that construct. That's
what a risk we keep taking on a weekly bit. Look, it's crazy. Why do drugs? Tell time.
Keith doesn't mind talking about asexuals, but time is the thing. It's too far. This is what we get canceled for.
That's how we're going to get taken down. Just time.
He's late to everything, but has to tell people the time every 5 minutes on this show. That's interesting.
Transparent.
We're doing a lot better with time. Can we just say?
Oh, she didn't say she was on time. She told you the time. It's different. A North Carolina man allegedly pulled a gun on a Wendy's employee after not receiving sauce.
Yep,
sauce is important. Sauce.
What kind of sauce? That's the question. What was the sauce?
It's spicy. I know that.
If it was guess the race, I feel like the sauce would be important, but I don't have.
Yes, the sauce would be very important. Was it just regular ketchup, or did it have some spice with it?
Yeah, it was buffalo sauce. Uh oh. All right, officer.
I picture like a customer going, "Hey, I need some extra sauce, please." And everybody behind the counter just ducks. Fuck.
Like as you see him
bombarded with packages of sauce, all the sauce. Just throw everything at him.
Mm-hmm. As you see him sitting down and discovering there's no sauce in the bag, you start running out the back, you know? He's like, where's the sauce? Because, you know, it never starts with, like, the gun coming out. It always starts with, hey, man, is there any sauce in the bag? And it's like, oh, shit, let's get the fuck out of here.
You know, right. You know what even make that better? The 24 countdown. As they sit down and they open up their bag, we're like, ding, yes, to the time they take out their gun. I'm here for this.
That's one episode of 24. They cut to commercial and it's four different cameras of a person not having sauce.
Yes! And
employees running out the back, police officers getting a call. Like, it's all coming
to a
head.
You had that one employee was like, I told him it wasn't in the bag. Nobody believed me.
Right. No one believes Jack. You know, he's like, there's going to be a shooting. Nobody got any sauce at this Wendy's. And Chloe's like, I don't know, Jack, if I can help you, man. They just told me not to help you no more, even though you've been right 18, 24 hours in a row.
Yeah.
So officer with the Gastonia Police Department responded to reports of an altercation between a customer and employees at a restaurant last week. Employees said the man, 35, was driving around a parking lot, brandishing a gun and refusing to leave.
That's up the street. Was it y'all for 85? What the fuck is happening?
That's when you believe in yourself. You know you're fucking right. I'm in no hurry. Should be sauce in my bag.
Right.
Driving this is not around. Enough.
I agree. Driving? I don't even know if you're kidding, but I think I agree.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely believed he right. And driving around a parking lot is just so extra. Like, he's just driving around with the gun hanging out the window. Like, I want some fucking ranch. Like, that's crazy. That is,
you know, we actually got a lot more drive-thrus than y'all do up there. So you could imagine everybody sitting in there going, the fuck is he doing driving around here? And we're like, oh, yeah, I am in the South. And he probably, what they doing, that backfire shit that they do where they make the mufflers pop and shit while they rolling around the parking lot. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is why I don't eat inside the restaurant ever. I just go home. Fuck it. What's the point? So I can see somebody driving around with a gun? I'm good.
This is why I don't make fun of anyone who calls it a restaurant. I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. No.
I work a restaurant, there.
That's true. I eat there.
I say a restaurant out of respect so I don't get shot.
And I agree with you. It's a good reminder for all of us. Yeah.
I'm like, excuse me. May I have a number 3 in your establishment, sir? Mm-hmm.
You have to pick up your sauce from a special window, and that's where SWAT is. And they'll help you out.
There's an 8-hour standoff, and you're negotiating for sauce.
Right.
I want honey mustard.
Each other.
I want honey mustard. Everybody, this motherfucker is dead. I swear to God. Get him the honey mustard.
Give him the honey mustard. How many ounces? Then they arguing about ounces.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to help you. I don't have the authority to get all the honey mustard just yet, but we're on the way.
This is why Five Guys doesn't get shot up, because they have like the ketchup thing there that you have to add yourself. They even fuck around with vinegar, which if I ever opened a restaurant, I'm not giving you guys vinegar to spill all over the place. And then everything smells like vinegar. They don't give a shit. They're like, also, here's peanuts. I don't care how many allergies you guys have. There's peanuts everywhere. Don't even come near us.
They also give you a bag of fries.
A pound of fries. Yes.
Never order more than a small.
Never. Small.
We learned that the hard way. I was like, what family are we feeding with these 8 pounds of fries? You know what?
It's because they probably used to have regular fries like all the other restaurants. They kept getting shot up. Mm-hmm. And they were like, give them a bag of fries.
Power to the people.
Boom. And now
when you're full.
They're never in our stores.
Boom indeed.
Can you imagine a belly full of potatoes and you still want to shoot someone? Not really.
Not really. It's hard. Even if you don't have your sauce, you're too full of potatoes by that point.
To care.
You can't put no sauce in there.
No. Yeah. There's the perfect amount of salt to keep you seated for long enough to get you that apathy.
You're seated and seasoned.
Exactly. Officers spoke with an employee at Wendy's who told them that the man was upset he didn't get any sauce with his meal. The man began arguing with the employee. He pulled out a handgun. He threatened to shoot the employee. The employee closed the drive-thru window and immediately called 911.
Yeah, he's already trained.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know it's bad when that's in the training video.
Right.
It's like, guys, we're going to discuss tit for tat. But first, we're going to talk about what to do when a gun's in your face.
Also, if someone calls and says they're anybody, they could say they're God. Please don't touch the 19-year-old employee in any way. Not the thigh, not the shoulder, not the tit. Also, if a cop says that your employee might have some money in their vagina, hang up the phone. Right. Just this time.
Yeah.
They never actually show up.
The cops will show
Don't call your husband to get his dick sucked. That is not...
No.
Now, let me ask everybody, can you call your husband in to get his dick sucked? No, very good. No, you can't. Why not? Right, because they're not upper management. So you call us.
That's your job.
I have a question. Can I call my husband to get his dick sucked? Damn, we just fucking went over this.
I have a question, if I may. I get that you can't bring your husband to get his dick sucked, but is there some sort of separate issue for this on something like March 14th for a steak and blowjob? Do we have an offering on that day? And on that day, should I keep the phone off the hook? Or
well, Janet, you know we don't serve actual cows or steak, so there would be no blowjobs in McDonald's, okay?
Oh, that's okay. Actually, I don't even have a husband. Okay, oh, okay. Just asking. Thanks.
No problem. Hi, I'm Janet's husband. I'm just one
of the sir, how did you get in here? And then Keith gonna be in the background getting all the answers right, getting upset, going, I should have been doing something else with my life.
Officers who were talking to the man in the parking lot recovered this man stuck around for the police to come, talk to the Wendy's people, and then come talk to him. And he still had his gun on him. Keith was right. This man thinks he's right. He doesn't think a crime was committed. He was like, sometimes you don't get sauce and you got to pull a gun out to let motherfuckers know.
So when the cops showed up, he was like, thank God you're here, cops. Let me tell you what happened. I'm a victim, sir, but you have a gun. Right, but I'm the victim.
He's like, I know, thank God I had my gun, right? Mm-hmm.
Have we heard of any of these people being prosecuted, being in jail? Because I want to interview them after they come out, even if they just spent a week in there. What kind of conversations are you having? Like, are they making fun of you? Like, hey, you want my sauce? I'll give you some sauce. Like, there's a lot of sauce jokes that can happen in a striped outfit, if that's the outfit.
I mean,
right now, which I doubt it is. It's orange. All right, because that's the new black. I get it. Let's change it back to stripes. Let's do that.
Prison cafeterias probably don't have no sauce. They don't run into all this.
That is torture.
Yeah. Officers who were talking to the man recovered a handgun from his pocket. So he kept the gun on him. And they determined that the gun had been reported stolen in Mecklenburg County.
I'm about to say, because that's right up the street. Gastonia is right up 85.
Yes. He has since been charged with communicating a threat and possession of a stolen handgun. He was released later that day and posted a bond of $2,500. So, yeah.
Look at this. Another man charged with communication. You guys did too much of it.
He will literally pull out a gun at a fast food before going to therapy.
He communicated a threat. Okay, that was the first time that guy communicated a thought well. All right, and now he's getting charged for it. We are really canceling men left and right. This is really bad, right?
Yeah, we finally got someone to express their opinions. And really what he's saying, driving around the parking lot with his gun out, I'm hurt.
Right.
I feel disrespected. I'm sad. I didn't have my sauce. And now...
Express yourself, don't repress yourself. Exactly. Express yourself, don't repress yourself.
That's what happens when every Madonna song is voguing.
Him and Keith hit their mics at 2:26, guys, on Sunday. Let's get into our first episode. Karen, you got the title, right?
I know. Right. KATG episode 3642. Oscar. I like that. I don't know. I love to say it like that. Mimicking my bad impression of Keith. 2023 with Christian Finnegan.
Yes.
Well, it's not your fault also. I took chorus in high school.
First of all, was he an asshole?
Well, may I, Keith?
Please.
Well, Keith put him on. So we work in StreamYard now instead of Zoom. And so we can press a button and take someone off of the live square. So you're in the behind the scenes. Keith pressed that button for Christian for his Oscar song because we wanted to make sure that the whole Oscar song gets done without interruption. Because you know how he starts, and he loves it, and we love to have him, and we love it. But it's like, oh, what a booking. He has to start with something negative. Why didn't you do this? Or like, oh, you're singing the Oscar song. So just to make sure. And then he can come in with his negativity and we can play with it.
Yeah, our closest friends are the most negative. Christian Finnegan, Jesse Joyce, they really try to ruin any time we're on a fucking roll. Why are you laughing so hard? Does Keith really look like a Muppet? Like, we're halfway through and you see it's rolling and it's getting bigger and bigger. Just enjoy it. But it wasn't you, so you can't enjoy it. So Christian couldn't be part of that fun.
You're so right with Jesse Joyce also, and I'm sure we can name other people. Those two specifically... Look at me during the broadcast, and sometimes they have said on mic, if you listen to past episodes with them, they'd be like, is Keith really that funny? And I'm like, can I just laugh? Is it okay if I'm having a good time? Like, Keith is also other things. We can discuss that in a minute. Yes, he's annoying, he's irritating. Yeah, of course, yes. But right now I'm having a nice time. Keith and I are getting along. What are you doing?
Yeah, and it's always like, and they've got to be, what, in the top five repeat guests?
Sure.
Like they got to be up there. I mean, I love when they come on. I love when I see their name in the title, I'm immediately like, I can't wait to hear this fucking episode. And it is always, it's going to start off on a like, every time. Right.
We must love it because I love booking them. Like, I love it. You know, every time I see them, like you said, it's like, oh, this is going to be a cozy show. This is going to be a show of friends and they're going to get where we come from. But yeah, it has to be first.
I don't even want Mike Kaplan halfway through the song going, oh, I see. This is funny.
Yeah.
And Mike is the best.
Yeah.
Oh, each time he sings faster because it builds off the last song he sang. Okay. That's fun. Yes, Mike, it's fun. Thank you.
A lot of breaking the fourth wall.
And there's Mike Lawrence. This doesn't sound like it's about me. Okay, Mike, maybe not for 2 minutes. It wasn't, but.
You're just naming my favorite people.
Exactly. You're naming ours, too.
They're ours, too. That's the funny thing.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta step it up. Next time I'm a guest, I'm just gonna be like, this is some bullshit.
Hi, everybody. Hello, I'm here.
Oh, these are about your thoughts? Here we go with the bullshit.
You're gonna be too happy, Rock. Come on,
let me guess. You prepared.
Oh, I saw that in the paper. I wasn't really interested. You know what's funny when the comedians know a story And you're like, oh, so the insurrection. Yeah, I read that. Okay, then go ahead. No, you go ahead, Keith. Okay. Well, they're making it like the insurrection never happened. And we all saw it. Right. What are you thinking? No, nothing. Go ahead, Keith. Okay. So the insurrection. Mm-hmm. Yep. I know this.
Okay, go ahead. Do you like? What do you like more? When they announce that they do know it and they don't, or they announce loudly that they don't know it and they don't?
I think I don't know it.
Yeah.
But I think don't know it because then they don't have the opportunity to interrupt as much because they have to listen now. But
yeah, we have to. We're going to tell everybody now though too. So here we go.
Here's my favorite. They say they don't know it because they always have to announce, but then they do. That's the, it's rare. It's rarer. It's not. It don't happen as often. But like you start bringing it, and they're like, I don't know anything about this Louis C.K. shit. And it keeps like, well, sorry, I'm going to tell you. So he blocked the woman into the. Oh yeah, he blocked that woman. Yeah, you know, I know that community. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Man? And the second door in the office, right?
What? Oh no, that was March 7th.
Anyway, that's so detailed.
I love Christian, and I love this episode every year. Like, I can't wait for. I mean, one day Q&A is gonna be doing the 18 Oscar episodes at some point, and I can't wait for that day to hit because this is like, I think it really took off for me. It's always been good, but it really took off once there was a theme song.
Yeah,
took it to the next one. Thank you. You know, I love the recap because I don't watch the Oscars and I just basically take Keith's word for it.
Yeah. Right. We trust him all year. Yeah. We're like, is that how it went? Okay.
Yeah. He's like, he told the joke. It was kind of racist. I'm like, it probably was. I don't know.
Yeah. I believe you.
We're all out here at some water cooler telling Keith's thoughts about the Oscars just whenever it comes up.
And they're like what'd you see?
Yeah. And that Michael B. Jordan thing was awkward, right? I don't know. Probably. But I see the discussion online about it, like social media about like should Angela Bassett have clapped or you know, people calling Jamie Lee Curtis ugly now because she.
Lee Curtis won, and Angela Bassett had that sourpuss look on her face.
Yeah, everyone's attacking her. I was like, that was the realest moment of the night. So that's so like we're so weird as fans of this shit to be like, it's so fake, you fake phony plastic surgery motherfuckers, you fake assholes. She did 1 second of real shit, being like, I don't like that bitch beat me. Everybody's like. Right. She didn't clap.
Like, I think people thought she really died, so they wanted her to win.
to me, this could be like I almost sneezed, and you fucking put the camera on me at that moment. So now, oh my god, of course, there's a BoJack of this where he's in the audience on some. Oh, someone's getting a forgivey for being a fucking asshole to women in general, and just as a prick. And BoJack gets distracted by, I don't know, some food or something and doesn't clap or whatever. And the whole thing blows up into why didn't BoJack clap or why didn't he respond? And then there's some girl like, remember when what's his face did that? BoJack remembers.
Mm-hmm. I remember
because
that.
Then all of a sudden it turns into he's a feminist who's protect like he didn't clap because this guy's a piece of shit and he's telling us all about it and all of a sudden he's the number one feminist on earth and it just went into that direction. Never defend yourself.
Yeah,
people will do fine for you.
They
That's
will.
A good point.
Right.
I think somebody because this isn't a real controversy to me, but I think one day somebody should do a thumbs down when the other person wins.
Give middle fingers. Wouldn't that be great? They wouldn't be ready to blur that, would they? They wouldn't expect that.
They'd be able to just throw emojis up on the screens.
It honestly might be more controversial than Will Smith slapping somebody if somebody actually was really like, actually, fuck that.
You know what? Oh my god, you know what would be great? You don't get enough red carpet time because you're kind of whatever, but you still got nominated. You didn't win. You get up and leave. but you make sure your butt looks so good from behind, because that's all they're going to show the next day. So yes, you wear an outfit that looks so much better from behind, because your butt's going to be the most famous thing in the world the next day.
I do like that. Leaving during someone's speech. I think Spike Lee tried that and he didn't get enough love for it. So this year, him and Denzel went and saw a Lakers game during the Oscars.
They're protesting the Oscars because they don't like that. What?
I don't know why. I think they have been eternally like kind of fucked the Oscars for a while, just like black people shit don't win that much. But it's like elevated every year. And one year was Spike Lee leaving when his movie didn't win, and I was like,
right,
damn, that's fucked up. But no one really talked about it. It was like, oh yeah, Spike Lee left or something. I don't know.
I would, if I was in like best supporting actor, I'd try to get all the other actors to agree that whoever wins, the rest, we all give the middle finger.
That would be so fun.
Or, you know, it would be cute and totally anti what we're talking about, but still cute.
Bunnies.
Best supporting actor, or actress or whatever. And maybe we'll get a non-binary, but we'll get into that another time. Anyway, all the rest of us come and fake support you to the stage. Because best supporting actor.
Yeah, that sounds dumb. But anyway, middle fingers, maybe dicks out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, everybody grab their dick. Like, fuck you. I'd be down with that. It'd be cute. All right, that's 1237.
Equal opportunity or cock. You know, everybody don't say dick, so it's dick or that's cock.
True. Sure, right. Whatever you like. All
right. It is Oscars so white, so you're right. It's probably going to be cocks.
Or clit.
Or clit, you know. You know what? Grab your crotch. I don't care what's down there.
If you love hip hop.
Hey. I like Tim's dress. And I think it was beautiful for her to wear it. But you should have to sit in the back row. No exceptions.
Oh, who was that? Who's that woman?
Tim's. She's a South African Afrobeat singer. And
that in South Africa because of the sun.
You have to have
a big thing over your head that blocks five aisles. Mm-hmm.
I mean, love the dress. Beautiful look. Saw it on the red carpet. Amazing. As soon as I saw her in the crowd, I was like, so just fuck you to everybody?
By the way, didn't they have, they had a crisis center. You could move her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Where was the crisis
center? Like looking around her going.
That dress is a slap in the face to the other people that are nominated for Oscars that can't see.
Yeah,
that's smart though.
It'd be funny if there are people behind her and the cameraman's like can only get the dress. You can't really see who's nominated.
Would we be talking about her at all?
Yeah, I mean,
good
well,
for her. Good for her.
Some people would, but it's that thing. I know him. I think I've evaluated over the years. Him just very much like at least they talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm like,
I'm noticing that we are talking, and in a world that's so bullshitty as that, who cares? What? Like, I never heard of this person. This is the second. Now I'm Googling her, and now maybe I'll get to know her. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just feel like what we said is not something that would make me be like, I'm going to go check out her out. You know what I mean? Like there's a certain kind of talk.
She seems annoying. So I'm gonna, yeah.
There's a certain kind of talk that's more valuable than other talk. And like this kind of talk to me, like don't talk about me like this. All right, guys, if y'all see me at an award show and I'm wearing a huge tuxedo with a bow tie that blocks the people behind me, don't talk about how good Game Theory was. Okay. but yeah, I thought it was funny. And Keith hit on something that is so true. And I saw Creed 3, and I like Creed 3. And it's because boxing movies are all the same.
They are. Yep.
They are all the same. And so Creed 3, boxing movie all the same, but then they did some weird anime shit in the last fight, and I said, oh, well, I've never seen this. Sure, let's skip rounds 2 through 11, because if we're being honest, I know what happened. Let me guess. Creed got hurt. His trainer stopped believing in him. His wife covered his daughter's eyes and maybe left the arena. And then he summoned something inside that made him fight through it. And
with arms wide open, right?
Boom. Yes. And yes. then he wins. And then, of course, he wins on a knockout in the last round or some shit. It's always the same thing. And this one, like, what if we just did some weird anime shit and just talked about their childhood together? And I was like, okay, fuck it.
That's new.
But they are all the same.
In all fairness, all movies are the same. That's why you go by genre. Like, if I watch a romantic movie, I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm even waiting for it. I'm like, God, man, just turn your life around in a couple of scenes. Holy shit. So we can get to the end.
What are we waiting on?
Or not? I don't get it.
And we're fucked up because, like, as an audience, we want the same shit. We lie to ourselves like we don't. But every time they do one of these fucking focus groups or some shit, they're like, yeah, we had an ending where Harry doesn't meet Sally. And, yeah, everybody fucking said our movie, she was shit. So we had to put the other version back. It's like, yeah, we don't want to see Creed lose. We want to see him fucking win in improbable circumstances.
Give me the montage that makes no sense in real life, that gives me hope and helps me continue dating.
Right. Bingo. Make it look like men aren't trash. Can we do that for an hour and a half?
Let me go to work and hope that someday somebody takes me seriously in my office. Right. I mean, like, who gives, you know? Like, it's just hope. And men, I don't know, you're watching action movies. Yeah, the day that I need to jump out of a helicopter to save my woman, I'm going to do it and land and say something cute like, Mingo. What will I do for my...
I don't want to see no real-ass movie where Jason Bourne falls down those stairs and don't get back up.
Right.
So, my ankle, and it just started the mission. Fuck. Fuck.
We died 46 weeks. Nobody wants to see that bullshit.
They see about the doctors, right? You got to wait 6 to 8 weeks. He's like... Well, I gotta save the world now. He's like, I'm telling you, you're gonna lose your own fucking leg. You keep pulling on that ankle.
Jason cast this shit. No, nobody wants to see that.
He's running with the crutches.
Yes! I would love a Jason Bourne remake because it was deemed as the gritty, real, impossible white man movie. Mm-hmm. But it actually is what we just said. Like the Jason Bourne remake, but he twists his ankle in like in the first one fight, and it is just rehab.
He's like, why aren't you at the next stop, the next place in the mission? He's like, I'm trying. I'm running through traffic, but I'm limping like a...
I just said I got to do physical therapy today. Yeah.
See you on the radar. Are you even moving? I'm moving the best I can.
I think this is changing now, but I hope this is changing. But for men, the fantasy is I'm going to jump from this moving motorcycle to this moving motorcycle, and then I'm going to hold on to the helicopter until I can pull myself up while it goes, right?
Right.
That's the impossible, like, fantasy. For women, that man's going to get a job by the end of this fucking movie. Yeah. This is going to be great. Just, wow. Look, watch him go. Watch him go. And... he's gonna take care of his kid one time. Yeah. Oh my God.
He's gonna feel bad about missing her birthday.
Right. Oh, I can't wait till he feels bad and makes it better. Oh, the impossible white man movie. Oh God.
Imagine a movie.
In real life, they are not in real life, they're not like this. They don't give a shit.
Yeah. Imagine
a
world.
Ask her about her feelings. Oh my God. Oh, this is impossible. What a fantasy. Oh, this is so good.
He's considerate. What is happening?
Did he just say I'm sorry? Phone call and said where he was at. Oh my God.
Did he text her back right away? Holy shit. Impossible white man. Tim does it again.
Wow. He left in the middle of his big job event. That job
that
was so
dumb.
Important.
We're going to need to talk about that.
Job was so important. I wish a man be that stupid for me.
That fuck this $1 billion deal.
Karen, anything before I go to the poll?
Yes. I wanted to say when you...
She looked it up and Malala indeed was not blown up. She was simply shot square in the fucking face.
So good. So good.
We exaggerate everything with our words.
I love it. Honestly, because I could see this going either way. I could have seen a situation where Christian said it and Keith would have been like, she was shot in the face. Because y'all just like fucking with each other.
And
I was like, Christian is clearly... It wasn't even the accuracy thing. It was just Christian wants to fuck with Keith. It's been 5 minutes that he hasn't said something to fuck up Keith's flow. It makes no difference to the story. Right. So good.
You know, So the more I think about it, that makes sense. And that's why he was telling y'all that it was okay for that dude to act like a dick. That dude was on, it's a fake lane. Everything is fake on, you went from place to place to place and you get actually stupid ass questions the whole goddamn time. Why are you in this motherfucking suit? Come in your sneakers and t-shirts then if you don't give a fuck. Your job is to pretend. And so, yes. I do have a problem.
I got there right where Rod got there. Rod and I got to the same place.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was like, some game.
I just jumped in the middle of a car. That dude was a dick. I don't care what nobody says. Yeah, no, your job is right. Fake. Your job is Mr. Fakety fake, fake, fake. So fake it.
I was never on his side. Like, I saw people on social media because the clip that went viral was, it had a caption on it of something like, Hugh Grant isn't with the fake bullshit. I was like, wait, why are you making him a hero? He's the guy that like bitches out the waiter. Like he's not, right. That's not a hero.
And he just bitched you out. Like he is bitching out the waiter in this. In the Hollywood world, the woman who's interviewing you is the waiter. She's got the bitch job. She really does, you know, and you're supposed to play along. Right. And if you don't come. And the fact that you're not playing along is not just dismissing her, which it absolutely is. Right. And you guys are colleagues. You're supposed to be working for the same industry, right? So not only are you dismissing her, you're dismissing us watching because we're watching for the fake bullshit. So skip it. Go to the basketball game that you weren't invited to. Why? Because you're a bitch, aren't you? Is that why you weren't invited? Is that why you have to go to the Oscars? Because that's where your friends are.
Denzel and Spike don't want to hang with him.
That's right. You can't do anything real tonight because you weren't invited to anything real tonight, were you? Otherwise, you would be there. This is what you were invited to. These are your friends. So they're all fake shit. That's you. Ashley, otherwise, you'd get a babysitter for another. I don't know how many kids you have. I don't know what your life is. But you would have gotten dressed up for some other shit if you had somewhere else to be.
Right. Yes. Ashley Graham got her fine ass up, poured herself into that goddamn dress to go ask people stupid questions that she knows. It's not like they're her questions. There's a motherfucker in her ear on a earpiece being like, ask him who made his suit. Like
when a waiter comes up to you and says, what would you like to eat? You think they're interested in what you would like to eat? You think they're asking you because they're hoping to get a little more to know you? No. My boss said I have to come here. This is my job. My boss said I have to come here. Your boss said you have to come here because people are going to photograph you and you're part of this bullshit. You're part of it. And that's why you can afford to wear that tuxedo. That's why somebody gave it to you. That's why somebody else pulled your panties up today and you didn't have to. That's why. That's why you're wearing makeup. And that's why you're not at a fun basketball game. You're at this garbage. Why don't you come over to my house and to my brunch, to my nice barbecue, and go, I can't believe we're eating hamburgers. I'm a steak person. Did you bring any steak, asshole? Why'd you come? Is this the only July 4th thing that you can come to because nobody else invited you? Because you're not as popular as you think you are? If you're here, you're here. You're the same bitch that I am. Yep. So bitch up.
I was only in the movie for a minute. Well, whose fucking fault is that?
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
Right. Oh, and that's the other thing. If she would have been that way towards him, no one would have been on her side.
Nobody.
Like, why'd you take this fucking job? You're disrespecting the actors. So she has to let him bitch her out. And she got to be like, I had to kill him with kindness and shit the next day because she can't say what she really think, which is fuck that dude.
That's why I'm like, fuck him. Fuck him. Just don't do it then. And my thing is, they have like a whole street. So you go from person to person. They all lined up and you talk to every person on this road about this. So it's like, why are you doing this and just being so nasty and think it's quote unquote cute? It's not.
And that's a good point. You know who lined up? Hugh Grant did. She didn't line up. She's standing there. You're in line to talk to assholes because you're a bitch. So just be a bitch because you signed up to be a bitch. Yep. And we'll all go, you're the best bitch. Oh, that's good bitching. Thanks, bitch.
Go through the door with the non-famous people then.
So be that bitch.
It's such a to-do to fucking be asked three questions.
I would have asked them to find me somebody else.
Guys, I think Hugh Grant is broken. I'm going to need a new Hugh Grant. Can we get someone of his caliber start on this?
No, Hugh, you're doing great. Hugh, you're doing great. Yeah. Hugh Downs, his dead body. No, you're good, Hugh Grant. You're good.
Where's Hugh Jackman? He's a real star. Is he in here somewhere? God
damn. How about a block of fucking wood? No, Hugh Grant, you're doing great. You're doing great. Okay, we're going to go to commercial, it seems. Okay.
I would start impersonating. I'd start impersonating him so I could show him what to do. Oh, you're not interested today, Hugh, huh? Okay, you know what? Don't worry. I got this. Hugh, what are you wearing?
Whatever she put on me today.
Oh, good interview, Hugh. Move on. Look how hard your job is, Hugh.
I've actually never seen a movie. Okay, cool, bro. Cool points.
I would have just stood there and stared at him.
Yeah. So what do we do now?
He's like, oh, I was only in that movie for 3 seconds. Okay.
But keep holding the mic towards him like he's supposed to be talking.
Yes!
You want to finish the answer or we can just sit here?
Oh, that's it. That's it. You're in fascinating stuff.
Oh, damn.
Then why are you here?
That's my whole point.
One more question. Just like you want to break the fourth wall, so will I. So, okay, you don't want to, this is stupid. Hey, Hugh, why don't you like this event? And are you having a bad day? How are you?
Yes.
Let's get real, bitch.
Yeah. You don't like the fake shit?
You don't want to tell me fake shit? Why don't you tell me what happened? Who broke your heart today? What did somebody tell you that was so upsetting?
It's 2:51 p.m. Let's go. We keeping it real today.
Would you say Malala was blown up? Hugh Grant. Or simply shot in the fucking face.
9/11, do you remember?
Can you imagine Hugh Grant goes, it would be an exaggeration to say she was blown up, Pippin.
How do you think Joe Biden is doing so far? Israel, should they include Palestine and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah. Are you pretending you're above the Will Smith slap? Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, why did you wear that today?
Abortion.
What are you going to dress into, Hugh Grant?
All right.
The poll was, who's the biggest asshole? Your choices were Hugh Grant, mm-hmm. Hugh Grant's interviewer, mm-hmm. Will Smith, that woman in the big white bullshit dress, or Courtney Cox, who says that her face isn't fucked up because she had all her fillers removed. But I still see the same face. Mm. But apparently, I don't know if face is enough.
I picked Will Smith because no matter what, you're the one who put your hands on someone.
I did too, but Will Smith did not win Biggest Asshole, believe it or not.
Rod and Karen, what did you pick?
I believe I voted for Hugh Grant.
Okay.
Yeah, I did too. Because
you know what? Emotional violence is still violence, right? You guys got it. You're modern.
Honestly, I would have preferred to be slapped than for this motherfucker to talk to me like that, where I can't hit him back. Because if you slap me, I might can slap your ass back.
Right. Okay. You're going to look petty if you do a whole stand-up act on this fucking guy just looking at you funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Hugh Grant, 7%. Biggest asshole. Hugh Grant's interviewer, 7% as well.
Wow, guys.
Y'all wild out there in the Keith and the Girl world.
Wow.
Will Smith, 36%.
Okay. I can see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That woman in the big white bullshit dress. What's her name? Timberland?
Tims. T-E-M-S. Tims.
Everybody's talking about her. Good for her. Mm-hmm. 50%.
That's
she
valid.
Is the biggest asshole. Nobody believed it was Courtney Cox in her face.
Was blocking the view. Yeah, I can see
That's valid. I saw a couple pictures of the people behind her, and I was mad for them. Like,
yeah, because they were really stretching, trying to see.
Oh, here's how I saw them. Let's say this is Tim's. This is how I saw him.
Me too. They looked around.
That's right.
I was like, that is a big asshole move. Karen, what's up with our next title?
A KATG episode 3643, Stick 'em Ups, with Murph Meyer.
Meyer. Was he an asshole?
To some people with the stick 'em ups, but that's history, I guess. Right? We're all cool.
This is the thought I could not get past while I was listening to this episode, because I like Murph. And I think I like him because he comes on the show and he's so open and fun, right? But he really robbed people and shit.
Yeah.
And a bank. it's easier to move on, and like it's easier to move on from him than Will Smith. Like it's somehow the magic in my mind is like, yeah, that was a long time ago. I don't know what it is. There's like Murphy, he didn't mean it. He was just robbing him.
Why? Because we didn't physically see it. And when you see something, it almost like changes.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. If there was tape of him being like on the ground, motherfucker, I'd probably be like, how are y'all interviewing him? Yeah.
But it'd also be if he robbed me and I said, well, you wouldn't go and rob a bank. No, he robbed the bank. He slapped the rock. That's the difference.
All right. Well, I don't know what the math is. It works though, because he's one of my favorite guests. So.
I mean, yeah, he terrified people. When we find out about people's past and it's, you know, criminal in any way, we're like, hey, why are we friends with them? But I think we do show like people could be sorry and we could move on, right? Like, I guess that does exist. However, we are not the people that he terrorized. If we were the people that he terrorized, there's no way Keith is going to hear a podcast by the two guys that robbed him at gunpoint, you know, and be like, well, he sounds like they learned a lesson. You know, I think we're so far removed that we can be like, hey, he's a good guy now, but we can't ask the victims to ever think that way. And I think he's not doing that. I think the problem that people come out and go like, hey, I did this, I'm really sorry, they expect their victims to forgive them. And you don't need that. Don't even ask for that. Just honestly, move on.
He didn't even seem that sorry. Like, and I don't mean like he was unrepentant, but he just kind of seemed like, yeah, some shit I did. I mean, game is the game. I got robbed. It's fucked up when you're in the drug game. You know, it didn't. I'm not knocking it. It really just, my brain just kept being like, I think Karen's right. If you see it, it's like you're part of it. Like you see Will Smith slap somebody. Now you're part of the people that got traumatized by it. Right. But I didn't.
I think if he came on and said I robbed a bank last week, we would put him in the bad guy category. It's also proximity to time. He had time to be sorry, and the level of sorry that would be a little more accommodating to listening to that. And now he's in a different place. Again, that doesn't mean the victims are ever in another place. You still terrorize them, even though your gun was this, that, and the next. And even though it was the bank that you were robbing human beings because that was part of their day. But it's far removed, and he seems to be on a different path and la, la, la. But, you know, that's...
So Will, if you're listening, wait till the statute of limitations is up. Admit to it, and then just come do some podcasts, bro. There's a path out here for you to get back to the public, bro. I hope Will's listening right now.
Yeah, and also, I think...
Will's like, hey, you know, even though we all hate banks... You should let it push. There's other ways to handle banks ripping us off constantly.
Murph did try that. He was like, you know, capitalism. Kim is like, come on, dog. He wasn't robbing the bank.
What we're not going to do is this. And also, you know, with the Will Smith thing, I think that if he would have smacked him and the cameras wouldn't have been there, the reaction would have been completely different. But because
like
particularly with the Will Smith seeing it matters. Now, with other things, that's different. But particularly with that, if there had been something you'd heard rumors about and things like that, public response would have been completely different.
That's I wouldn't. I wouldn't, because I would never be able to visualize exactly what happened. Yeah. There's no. I would think like, well, how hard did he slap? He slapped. Come on, was he? You know, I really. Because the way it worked out, like his hands weren't behind his back. Yes, the whole time. Yes. Like I couldn't. I'm like, nobody videotaped this because I'm tired of this story that you're making. It's
Like I saw it and didn't believe it for like another minute. Exactly. I was like, something happened. What was that? You know, Marlon Wayans has a stand up special about the slap, the whole thing, the whole hour. Yeah, it's actually really good. It's his best stand-up he's ever done. But it's on HBO Max. If y'all have HBO Max, I do recommend it, because it was I was shocked that. And you find out, no offense, Marlon, if you listen to this, but you find out why he was so bad at stand-up for so long, because he basically quit because Chris Rock roasted his ass into quitting. And so now he's doing stand-up again, and he roasted all three of them in the stand-up, and it was so fucking funny. God,
this is a great recommendation. I didn't know this was out. And HBO Max, I have that. And while you're on HBO Max, Game Theory, Bomani
Jones. Yeah, Game Theory, Bomani Jones. Check it out, y'all.
Hey, guys, you know a writer. And you can log in to HBO and go, hold on, I gotta watch what my friend wrote real quick. Just, what? Text someone that, excuse me, I'll get back to you. I have to go watch my friend's thing that he wrote.
The last episode we did, I wrote almost every part of it. Either wrote or co-wrote every part. So if you want to check out the episode, check out the last episode. It's about naming license agreements for college kids. You'll learn a lot, and it's funny. And it was serious when it needed to be serious and all that stuff. I was very proud of it. So it
was a really good show. And also, I'm actually going to be at the taping next week. So if you're coming up and you want to get some free tickets, you can go online and get free tickets to go to the show on Friday. And after the show, you can see me.
Friday. Yeah, we record in Manhattan at lunchtime on Fridays. I've been sharing the link on social, I can send y'all the link afterwards if y'all want to go get tickets and show up. And I'll come out and talk to you and hang out with you afterwards and stuff too. Mm-hmm. So
this is so interesting because, Rod, I see every one of your posts that says how in love you are with Karen and what a fun time you're having in New York.
Oh, are you talking about Instagram? I haven't done it on Instagram. I don't know how to link things.
I see you everywhere, too old. Though. No, I'm glad. I'm glad I listened to last week so that I can, you know.
This is why you listened to last week, everybody. Right. Okay, I'll search my name in taping and pull up the post and put it in the chat.
But there's not going to be any surprise audience members, right?
I mean, if you show up, I'll be surprised. I mean, if you don't tell me you're coming, I'll be surprised. Okay. We've also had some celebrities show up.
Yes, we have. Yeah, we have some.
Kurt Russell?
No, not yet.
Michael Keaton?
Brett Favre, he was very upset. He was about me. We had a basketball player who played for the Charlotte Hornets and the Bobcats. Emeka Okafor is a big fan of the show. But it was funny because he wrote us an email is it okay for celebrities to come? And no one had the heart to tell him, bro, nobody know who you are like that.
Right. Yeah, you could come later and you could come now, too.
Exactly.
Can I wear this sweater?
Yes, you can.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. They're in Drew Barrymore's old studio, and my gosh, she treated them
well. It's her current studio, Karen.
Oh, her current studio? Yeah, oh, my gosh. When I tell you the seats are sitting on motherfucking cotton, I was like, ooh, this is how daytime went. Y'all treat these women good. I sat down, and my body was like, yeah, baby.
Yeah, it's nice in there now compared to last year. But yeah, I'll put the link in the chat. But you can get tickets and come on out. And if you want to, Hemda, Keith, or whatever, if y'all come out, let me know. I can tell them y'all are VIPs, and then you don't have to wait in the line as long as everyone else and shit.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You can
go to the special line. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm coming. Do I bring a sandwich or do you provide?
No. Well, they don't have food, so I guess bring a sandwich. I don't know how it works. What I'm saying.
And if Xerxes coming, let him know too, so he can get tickets for everybody.
Yeah, I normally don't eat on show day because I don't have time. It's just all fucking work, and then it's over, and you're like, thank God, I'm gonna go lay down.
No, I get that because if I have to time out my eating on days like that because you get the squirts. It's too nerve wracking. There's no time to poop.
Yeah, exactly. It's I don't want to put anything in my body because it might need to come out, you know?
Yeah, that's tough.
what do y'all do when you're interviewing somebody and you're not sure if they're implicating themselves in a felony?
That's on them. They're adults.
Okay.
I try to stay quiet or Keith gets so mad afterwards. He's like, they're adults. I'm like, I know. I just felt bad for
how many shows do you listen to where they go, now you don't have to say if you don't want to, then why are they there? You have to say. Welcome to You Have to Say with Keith and Henda. I'm going to ask you things and you have to say. What's the point?
It's always the people that don't say they're open book, you know? Mm-hmm. Murph cracked that bitch to the last page. I was like, bro, what you doing?
I didn't know we was going to get this detailed.
Yeah. I don't
off
know if
highway, whatever. That was crazy. I was like, come on.
I don't know if y'all know who DJ Vlad is. He's a dude that interviews a lot of actors and hip hop stars and stuff. A lot of
did
black.
Did he ever wear like a top hat and an award show in the second row? Then I don't know. gotta make
gotta
noise,
get,
bro.
Gotta get better press. You gotta start being an asshole. But there's a joke going around, joke in quotes, because it's kind of true, that he's the feds, he's an op, he's, you know, like he's undercover, because every time he interviews a rapper, he gets them to confess to some type of crime or some shit.
Yes,
and there are people who have gone to prison who've done his show and then been investigated and gone to prison because it was true. And I'm like, this is y'all's DJ Vlad moment of like, okay, so you did rob the bank, and how was it a long time ago? He's like, I don't know. I think the lawyer said like you could probably talk about it, and Keith's like, is that the lawyer's way of saying I don't know?
them are your red flags, and he just like, fuck that flag.
Yeah. And then the other favorite thing I want to point out from this episode was him to calling the Pope a bitch a lot. I loved it. Oh, so good. So fucking great.
Kendra's like 6 degrees from the Pope being a bitch. You know what I mean? She could take any topic, and within 6 degrees, you'll be at the Pope's a bitch.
Yes.
You'll find your way back to that.
Yeah,
that's like, I don't hate many people, but that's my Elon Musk energy of like, why is this fucker? Like, yeah,
just name like, anything. Cars, okay. Ford, Nazis, Pope's a bitch.
Yep, there you go, there you go. Something about Mustang. Mustang was in the World War II.
You know, they asked us, politically correct people asked us to say these words correctly. I reserve the word bitch for bitches.
Mm-hmm. And the Pope
is
one.
Very appropriate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm with y'all in that. There was something almost worse about the last Pope. It was almost worse, right? Because the other ones are like, fuck them gay people. We hate them. And you're like, all right, cool. Keep that same energy. But he was like, I love the gay people. You're like, cool. So they going to heaven? They going to hell. Hell,
but you know, they cool. Can still come in my house every Sunday.
But I still love them. I won't kick them out.
Yeah. I take the gay money. I mean, come on, guys. Right. I didn't like him at all. You know, you're like, Black Lives Matter, not enough to be priest.
But I guess they matter. Fruit matters. You know, yeah. It matters. I meant it is matter. I meant black people are matter.
Yeah. We guys, I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna just say it. I'm the cool Pope. We shouldn't have fucked them kids. That was wrong.
Right. Right.
What
are
about
you
the
gonna
ones
stop fucking them? No, and gaze us in.
The ones we're currently fucking. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the old ones. My bad. All right. Anyway, gonna promote this dude that's fucking these kids. Yep, no problem. That's my boy. Karen, anything before I move to the next show, or before I ask the Pope?
Was that not a great impression of a Pope? I think I.
It was
like,
amazing.
Your accent was spot on.
You were killing it. You've been in your bag. The impressions have been on point. The Rosie Perez was on point. You've been killing it, you know? Sometimes people forget that you got 1,000 voices too, you know?
It's hard to get the Pope's accent, but I think I finally nailed it.
It was, the bitch was what brought it home for me.
Well, you know, when you're a bitch, you end your sentences with, I'm a bitch. Like, that's just part of the accent. Yeah.
So, you know, some impressions, they just have like a thing they go back to. It's like the people that do the with Obama or whatever. And it's like, you have bitch and the Pope, and it works.
It works every time.
Me and the Pope, we have bitch.
Mm-hmm. 9% of the audience has been part of a stick 'em up.
Which part?
We didn't specify that.
The Murph part or the hands up part?
Any part. You can be any part.
Yeah.
But then, if we can get people's parts, that would be nice.
That would be pretty cool. I've never been on any part. I'm too big of a scaredy cat. One thing I did want to say.
By the way, I'm not a victim. I'm not a bitch. Okay. When these guys had guns on me, again, not a victim. I would like them in prison, but not a victim for anything. Right. Just like just a man who was taken advantage of, but not in victim form, like a bitch or a pussy. Okay,
yeah.
So
I'm not a Pope or anything, but I was part of.
But I don't think it was because I was a tough guy. That's all.
Oh, okay. I heard you ate that shit like Pacquiao.
I'm like, okay. What if I catch the bullet to my teeth? I saw Penn and Teller do this. Oh, then. Yeah, they're never scared.
Catches bullet with his teeth.
Yeah, but I didn't.
I would actually try ranch ice cream. Not that it would be good, but I would try it.
I'd try it.
Because I like ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, then you have to try it. If I liked ranch, I would try it.
It's like anytime someone brings those English potato chips.
Yes, exactly. They always suck, but you always got to try them.
You always got to try it. It's fucking, they're terrible. It's like keep going to a movie, you know? The turn on investment, kind of low, but every once in a while is it.
Which reminds me, did you guys see the new Shazam movie?
I did see the new Shazam.
You guys, did you see it together? See, I got arrested. Apparently it's for children, and single men may not walk in there.
I went in by myself and sat next to a dude that knew all the lines to the movie. And so I finally got my true Keith Malley sitting next to a nerd New York experience. And it was terrible.
It's the worst. It's the worst. I had one of those during a Star Trek. He knew everything. And then he knew everything. And he's waiting for everything.
Yes. So
they go. And then they're happy that they got it right, but they know they got it right because that was 3 hours ago. And, you know, it's like Captain Kirk's going to say, make a fucking so. And then the nerd's like, make it fucking so. And then Captain Kirk's like, make it fucking so. And then the nerd goes, yes.
Yes. Yes, Keith. This is what happened. This motherfucker said, and the thing is, he didn't have the timing right either. So he was fucking up the timing, but he would be like, taste the rainbow. And I'm like, what the fuck is this idiot talking about? 45 seconds later, taste the rainbow. I was like, you piece of shit.
Yes.
And you don't have any friends. You're here by yourself and you're purposely talking loud enough for me to hear. Because I'm the only other motherfucker in this road, dog. I know you think you're putting on a show. I came for a show. The show's on the goddamn screen and I paid a lot of money.
Do I owe you money now? Yeah.
You motherfucker. God damn, man.
Indeed. It'd be funny. Like at the end, you go, that was so impressive. How'd you get all those? You could just, and he's like, I could just tell. If you see a space unicorn, you would throw Skittles at it and say, taste the rainbow. If you're a child. And that was
should write a movie. You're so good. It's not even a good movie. So, you knew all the words to a mediocre movie. Wow. You're a beast, bro.
That sounds terrible. And because you went like at 11 something, I went like early. I went like 9 or 10 in the morning. I was like, fuck them kids. The parents and the kids ain't going to be up so I can go in here.
Yeah.
And be like, what the fuck people in this old ass movie theater?
Nobody you know, had tons. In mine. That was weird.
Tons of kids. Mine was a nursery.
What time did you go?
Friday night.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why. I was like, nah.
Saturday is kind of dead at the theater before the nighttime. And we went at the early in the morning, so that's probably why we didn't get the kids. But yeah, I think the first one was good. And
wait, did you guys go at the same time but in separate states?
Different time. She went at 9, I went at 11 something.
Oh, but that's cute, so that you guys can talk about it at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so we can like review it together and stuff later. But yeah, it was
I know it's for work, but it's still awe. Okay, everybody.
The thing for me was that it wasn't the first one had heart and it was kind of sad, but that's what made it good. Was that it did let you be sad, like, yo, this motherfucker really ain't got no parents and his mama a piece of shit. And so you get to the end of like the family stuff, and that's, you get happy for him because like he got a family now. Oh, this is nice. It's a fucking kids beating the shit out of people and superheroes. It's nice. And the villain was kind of like corny and funny to get beat up. And then this one was not like that at all. So it lost something to me. What about you?
Only one time in the movie was when the guy, one kid calls himself Captain Every Power.
Yes.
And that's so funny. And I'm like, oh, that's so fun. And then he lifted up, he's in his superhero form. And he's lifting two cars off a bridge, you know, a car in each hand. And he goes, and he goes, just kidding. It's really actually easy.
Yeah.
Because you'd see Superman do that all the time. Like, why is a car struggle, but you can move a planet?
That's the difference. That in this one, that kid was funny. And they did have that kid in it a lot.
Right. But then they kept saying the Captain Every Power. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. I said it was funny.
Funny the first time.
Yeah.
Captain Every Power Jr.
Yeah. No, it's stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be better if I knew the words that were coming up, like the people who sat next to you?
No.
What if I wrote down the words that I knew were coming? Then after the guy on screen says it, I pass the note to you and go, Shazam.
That might have been what that dude was basically doing.
Sorry, what was that word, by the way?
Shazam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right.
I said, she actually got it right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll review it later. I think that's it for this episode. Karen, next episode.
By the way, did you know that there was supposed to be
Oh, no, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. I got a whole point. Yeah. I'm a professional.
Okay, I apologize. Uh-oh.
Karen?
KATG episode 3644, Free Keith,
mm-hmm.
with Billy Wayne Davis.
That's right. Did everybody gasp? This is my poll. Okay, may I start with my own?
You watch. The poll's going to be a bitch.
My poll is, when you saw who the guest was, did you gasp when you saw it, after they started talking about it, or at the end? At what point did you gasp? Because I was just, I think I had at least 2.5 in there.
I gasped when he confirmed that he thought Keith was the feds. Because up until this point, I thought it had kind of been a running joke and it was just something weird and awkward.
Yes.
But when he was like, man, you were talking like such as, I was like, oh, this motherfucker really paranoid.
He ain't sending me to jail.
I thought he was going to.
I know a narc when I see it, narc.
I thought maybe he had thought it, but he would have been too polite to say it on the show. But he was like, yeah, I stopped responding because I thought maybe the feds had your phone. And I was like, actually, now everything that's been said is valid.
You know what else, though? Also, like, our listeners are not afraid to just kind of go, oh, shit, right? So I don't know how much Billy Wayne knows about how much Keith has been spewing out the whole, like, reading the text and bringing it up and blah, 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 and I'm going to have a word for this guy and blah, 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 and whatever. Adjacent to this, it could sound like Keith is an asshole and I'm going to get on the show and like fight because he's been talking shit, like a lot of shit. So as we're doing the mic check, the comments start coming in. Oh, I can't believe Billy Wayne even came on after everything that Keith said. And it's just scrolling. And I'm like, does he have it on? And I think the default of this is to have it to see the comments. So I'm like, he's not saying anything. There's no vibe. There's no anything.
Right.
But later in the episode, you'll hear him go and you'll hear him reference a comment that I didn't highlight for him to see. And I'm like, oh, he's been reading it this whole time. And you guys listening, I love you to death, but holy shit, do you give away everything right up front? Because the show didn't even start. I guess you don't know that we could see the comments when you can, since you can. So they're like, ooh, he came in. Ooh, I've been waiting for this one. Ooh, like all this shit. And I'm like,
someone did say, I can't believe he showed up.
Wow.
Before we started, now any other person would have to be like, what the fuck is this?
It definitely puts into perspective his kind of like defensiveness too. Because I don't mean defensiveness in the like over the top shut it down way, but he seemed prepared to have an argument, to have his own back against Keith. It wasn't like an ambush where he was like, Oh, why are you bringing that up? You seem kind of like, yeah, let's talk about it. I was like, oh.
Well, even in the form where we have people fill out their website, their, you know, tour dates, this kind of thing, we say, you know, anything else you want to talk about? And he said, I can't get Keith drugs on Twitter. That's when he was trying to. So he knew already that it might be talked about. He obviously tried to change the facts, like this was on social media. We all heard that trick, right? But he knew.
Wow.
And he put in another piece of proof that he's not getting you drugs via this form. He's like, and for the record, this is not for a drug deal.
That's what they do. Right. I cannot. No, Your Honor, when I said I can't get him drugs on Twitter, I meant on anywhere. I just happened to name Twitter.
He said Keith sounded like a cop, and that several times Billy sounded like a lawyer. Like some of his answers were occasionally very, like, they weren't that Southern breezy, easy charm anymore. It's like, well, Keith, I don't know why someone would try to get some contraband like that. I'm like, what? What's happening, yeah. Bill?
One does not, but then at the same time, knows that I'm probably with the FBI.
Knows not that with the FBI, that you have to get out of your own trouble and are giving away your friends.
I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever. Yeah. I don't know him that well. You know, we say friends, but I don't know. He's never been in my house. So I'm going to sell him up the river. And he, but he still, you know, comedians, they can't help but be funny. And they still gonna go, I didn't say what, Shane, I did it too. And then Shane goes, ha ha, wink. It was me, wink. Like, why do you have to do that then?
It was such a good episode for me. Like, I was nervous and I was, but I liked that it didn't go too much like they were going to fight, but I was a little nervous about it and everything worked out okay. But, and he was so honest and I don't know. He, like you said, he was ready to argue his point, but not be angry about it.
Yeah. It was still funny and it was still fun, which is, I think, kind of hard to do if you're completely being a defensive dick, but he was still trying to like make excuses the whole time.
It made sense. Apparently, yeah. Like DMT is the thing that the cops or whoever will come after you about. It is really the most illegal right now. And so whereas like they're so passive about so many of the drugs, this is the drug that get people in trouble.
He's on the show talking about doing the drugs as he's
well, you can
about-
do the drug. That's the difference. Yeah. So you can do the drug. You can talk about doing the drug if you are in the middle of the deal of the drug, or if they find out how you buy the drug, that's where you can get in trouble.
Mm. Well, maybe he thinks y'all are DJ Vlad, and he was trying to keep himself out of trouble. I don't know. That was weird. But did you think he was being an asshole, Keith?
No, not an asshole. Just ridiculous. And I did think he didn't even believe half the defense that he was doing. But sure, do I believe? I mean, I believe in that he was scared or whatever, but again, it makes no sense going, ha 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 ha, what do we know about drugs?
Tagging everybody on the text may have been your version of when someone wants someone to be on Keith and the Girl and they CC them on the email.
Right.
Maybe that's what happened.
I didn't tell other people I was bringing Mike to the party either.
Yeah, so maybe that's what happened.
Mike keeps getting invited with only one person knowing.
Yeah, hopefully Mike doesn't start taking it as an insult, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Mike, you're my eternal plus one, dude. Show up. that really says how much confidence I have in people liking Mike, if we're being honest. Maybe I'm overconfident, but it says a lot about how much I like him, that I'm like, dude, you can show up anywhere, it'll work.
Same for Keith, I guess, right? He didn't have to include Mike. Mike was not mentioned at all.
Yeah. So I think Mike proved himself at our lunch. And so then Keith said, this is a good guy to have on drug deals. He's
he can talk his way out of any situation. Confuse the hell out of the drug dealer. We'll walk away without him.
He was like, I underestimated Mike. He's good to go. You can show up anywhere. Karen, do you have anything for us about the poll?
We did put the poll out. Will Keith be freed thanks to Billy Wayne's confessions? 50-50.
Oh my god.
Wow. That's not bad odds though. Mm-hmm. Not bad odds. I feel like that's a lot on your side.
So fingers crossed, everybody, because actually I am working with the cops. And no, I did not get in trouble. I'm just a piece of shit.
What? One more thing about Billy.
I think I got everything out of Billy. There's to get out. Let's call some cops. You know what I mean?
The bird has landed.
Yeah.
It is.
You know what? I would not have the balls to do those in between sketches that Keith did. Like, all right, so we got him. I'm like, no. That I think it does reset someone. Like, hey, he could be joking. He could not be. I don't think.
We get it. We misunderstand the South sometimes. Okay, we're done with him. Arrest him.
No cop is that funny. There's no way. thing I was gonna say is, it's funny listening to a white Southerner talk about the like, listen, they just seem bad, but on individually they're not that bad or whatever. It's like, right. I do understand it. I'm from down here, and it does, like, it is kind of true. Like, I remember
it was never just one person that lynched. You ever notice that?
Exactly. It's always a group. It's a lynch mob. Guys, hello. Wake up. Hello. one time I remember our car broke down in, like, South Carolina in this backwoods neighborhood with, like, full of white people. It was dark. And I just remember being, like, I was with Karen. And I forget who else was with us, like her cousins or something. Mm-hmm. But it was like, all right, so this is either the beginning of a film that's going to win an Oscar for what happened to us, or a film that's going to win an Oscar because
white people. Documentary.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yeah, we either in a documentary or a white savior film. I don't know which one it's going to be, but, and it happened to be a white savior film. Dude was a random white dude.
And his son
driving by. They looked exactly like they voted for Trump. This is way before Trump ran, but they looked exactly like
overalls and everything.
They got out and it's like, you guys got some trouble. Everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, my car is fucked up and I can't get it to start. It's like, well, you know, I'm a mechanic. You know, if you won't drive me, I can tell you what parts you need. Go up to AutoZone. I'm like, I'll go, but now I have to leave like Karen and her cousin. Right. So I'm like, maybe we should all go or something like that. But we went. I bought a part, and he said he would do it if I just bought him a tool that he didn't have. And it was like, this set of wrenches right here. I was like, yeah, I got you. Came back, fixed the car. We got home and like spent some time fixing the car. Like it wasn't no 10-minute
pay him and everything. He was like, I don't want your money. He didn't want the money.
He just wanted the fucking wrenches. And that was it. And he didn't even have like a business card to be like, use it. And so like, it is like that in the South where like, there are some motherfuckers. Like he could have been racist as shit. I don't know. But he,
right.
Not until his brother comes by. And then he's like, oh shit, run. There's more of us.
Uh-oh.
We can't help it.
For Game Theory, there was something, a sketch they wanted to do where they were going to go to a NASCAR event. And asked them about like pride and stuff, you know, like the, like gay pride, like, cause NASCAR is trying to be more inclusive and it's a corporation and yet they have very conservative fans. Mm-hmm. And so they wrote out all this stuff and I think they're not going to end up doing it, but they wrote out all this stuff and they hadn't run it by me. Being a person from down there, Charlotte is the home of NASCAR.
Come on, and Charlotte Motor Speedway up the street.
Yeah. I was reading the questions and I was like, guys, I don't know how to tell you this. Them people not gonna say nothing bad about gay people. Mm. Like it just don't work like that. They're not like, you're not gonna ask them, like you might find a Looney Tune, but the vast majority of them are gonna be like, listen, as long as they racing and I got some beer, I don't give a fuck. You know, like they're not gonna be like, I hate gays so much I won't even watch my NASCAR. Like it's more of a quiet, like, I don't like them gay people. I ain't gonna say it. Mm-mm. You know,
and they just gonna be fast wrong.
You know, let's go Brandon. You know what I'm saying? It's not fuck Joe Biden. It's let's go Brandon. It's a little, so I was like, it'd be a harder piece than y'all think because it's just, they're not stupid enough to fully come out with it. And also a lot of them don't care. Like they just, they legitimately just want to go watch their sports and they don't really give a fuck about the political side of it one way or the
other. Would it be more telling or more, I guess a covert operation, I think, maybe, I don't know. If you go, like, you pick one of the top NASCAR people, I don't know their name, and go like, hey, how do you feel after finding out that so-and-so is gay?
Yeah, that you probably won't get anything out of most fans because they're going to be like, as long as he can race or not race. Like, is he good or not good?
In the polls, like that's all they care about.
Hello, he loves polls. Like, let's put it that way.
Come on now. But if he did an anonymous poll of all the fans, you'd see something like they don't really like them. But if you went to their face, because it's down south, they're polite to your face and shit. They're not going to be like, I hate them games.
More question. What about if you were to joke about it? Because Keith has this experience, like people see his face and they think they could joke about whatever race or whatever. What if you're like just hanging out, throw a joke? Will they be like just straight faced, no response?
If they know they'd have to know you or some shit.
They have to feel like comfortable. Right.
It's, like okay. I said, these are not arguments that they're not racist or homophobic. It's just a certain type of polite racism.
We have polite racism. We have, you know, here's some unsweet tea and lemon racism, but they still might not like you, but they have to be around you and serve you, you know, and just deal with you. But their show will go and pass laws against you and not think twice about it.
But that being said, I hate them motherfuckers too. Like, it's not like just because it's a politer version doesn't mean like it's better. There's some circumstances where, you know, where people will be like, don't go to this neighborhood or something. And I'm like, well, I'm glad to know that rather than have a motherfucker polite me and then fuck me up. You know what I mean? So, but I did understand the point he was trying to make. I think it's just a difficult point to make as a dude that sounds like that.
Right.
Which is tough because they pretend their favorite book is the one where God says, and Jesus says not to be gay.
Right.
And then, you know, that leads, of course, the Pope's a bitch.
Right, exactly. And NASCAR, Jesus,
Pope's six a bitch. 6 degrees of separation from the Pope.
Honestly, feels like 3 degrees, Karen. I don't think we've made the six yet.
3 degrees? You know, the number lower? 3 degrees of separation?
3 degrees of Pope's a bitch. if last week had titles, 3 degrees of Pope's a bitch is probably the title. all right. Last week on KATG, Bianca is back. We love to see it. LOL.
We do.
I was honestly LMA.
Happy face emoji.
R-O-F-L.
Flame emojis. Flames. It was flame emojis.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say this one, I think I was an audience member and I was enjoying the shit out of like, there's something with Keith and Bianca that happens that you got to sit back for. You shouldn't interrupt. And it's just like, oh, the sketch happened. Okay, it's happening. It's happening. Okay.
They synced. It's like they synced up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great. And I'm glad she's back from Cali because, listen, as much as I love doing last week, when Bianca's not around, we don't get a week off, guys. So this way, it's like, oh, cool. I got a week off. And I'm going to go out and do something on a Sunday or at 3:32 p.m. And then,
for example, you
know,
right?
I'll be back the next week, you know? So LOL. LOL, you know?
You could just listen to the show regular without putting notes down.
Exactly. Yeah. It sounds funny. It is the truth. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I don't even have to write that down. I just got to enjoy that.
Yeah, because I get into heaven and when I start listening, I start jotting down notes. I'm like, okay, Karen, it's not your week. Put the pen down. Listen.
Yeah, I love that me and Karen trade off weeks. Like my notes, I've tried to streamline my notes anyway, but my notes when Karen's doing it is like, oh yeah, this episode was funny. Was this guy an asshole? You know? Love it.
We trim it down. When Roger Gass, I'd be like, that sounds about it. You got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always ask Karen if she got something to say, but I totally get it if you don't, because you like, you said all the things and I wrote everything.
All of the things.
I say when everyone's listening, because I feel like sometimes people pick up and already have the questions. Let Rod and Karen and Bianca know what questions you have for the week, and then maybe you guys will be their notes.
Yes. And the Q&A, I just want to say for this episode, Keith, have you gotten your apology for not knowing Newsy was a bottom from that person?
I have not from the person. If there's at least one, there are more than one is what I mean. Of people being upset that I don't know my friend who says many times he's only a top. Why would I assume he ever got it in the butt? And it just keeps turning out more and more butt. Yeah. No, I have not gotten my apology.
Have you thought about stuff? Have you? I know it's you shouldn't have to do this, and I'm not
go to their house. That seems
thought about going to their house.
I thought about it and print out them chastising me and roll it up and shove it up their smelly goat ass.
Yeah,
I think that would feel like it wasn't a pure apology that I would be getting back.
That's valid. And would you like them to apologize in the same format that they chastise you in? Yes.
But aimed at them for being a dumb piece of shit.
Right.
Keep that same energy. I get you.
Keep that same energy. Thank you, Karen. Mm-hmm. We say that. And keep that same energy. Yes.
All right, man. I love this episode. Could have been a little longer. I think, Newsy, I see you rushing near the end. Slow down, buddy. Take your time. What the
if
fuck?
If we're already here 3.5 hours, what is another 2 minutes?
Yeah. It's a marathon, right? Not a sprint. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I was counting, and I know you promised 4 episodes a week. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's a New Year's resolution where you're slipping already, and it's only January's 2nd week. What happened this week? If I'm counting, it seems to be 3 episodes. What the fuck?
Yay. So on Sunday, we were going to have Dylan Adler. Mm. And if you caught us live, you caught him at least once. But his internet was no good. It was mainly his internet. And it was too much. People, and then it was just too much.
I think we talked for like 15 minutes and we were live and everything and having a great time. And then Keith goes, I'm going to stop this for a second. And, we're going to see if we come back. I don't know if we are and we aren't. And then I think we got off and Keith is like, and we're not going to use any of this. And normally I can keep my face. And I'm like, yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. You know, I was like, we're not. And I was like, fuck. Because it doesn't make things better at the moment. Right. Because then our guest is like, oh, I'm extra sorry. And I'm like, no, I didn't mean. No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't mean it like that. Right.
Delete my face.
You guys know me.
Put my screen, Xerxy, so they don't see my facial expressions.
Oof. You guys know me. I always come with solutions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love solves. Go ahead.
New show, Keith and the Girls, Best Misses, because I know y'all probably keep the audio somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you just put those out. You just put them out.
Another feed.
I personally love hearing frustrated audio workout things. We had a thing where Karen vacuumed the room, unplugged shit, and just plug shit back up. Anyone that's a sound engineer, Tech Andrew, you know what I'm talking about. I don't work that way.
It's the worst.
Now she's talking into a vacuum cleaner, for God's sake.
Yes, and then when Roger asked me, my answer probably made him want to scream. I was like, I was vacuum cleaning and electrical stuff fell. I said, I just put that shit up and kept it to pushing. And Roger was like, she just put the shit up, y'all, and kept it to pushing. What kind of answers?
I'm not home. We had to get on FaceTime. And so what I'm saying is we went live because she didn't tell me this. I didn't know we needed to check anything.
I didn't know we went live.
Nothing was fucking working. And there were fans who hung out in our chat room live for about an hour and change with me talking to her on FaceTime, being like, and her not doing, like, because she gets very nervous no matter how calm I am, no matter how nice I am. She just gets nervous. It's definitely some trauma stemming from her mom.
I think it is. Shit. I just thought fucking shit up and making it worse.
I'm like, baby, please, no, don't touch anything. I'm just asking a question. She's like, I plugged it up. I'm like, no, I'm asking the question, was it unplugged or not? It's plugged up now.
Therapy for this.
I can't tell you if it was right or good or bad because you just did it and then you didn't tell me what you did. Shit. You turned the camera so I can see it, you know?
We've watched Xerxes ask someone a question like, okay, so tell me if this is clicked, if it is checked or unchecked where the sound does something. And they're like, okay, I'll check it. And he goes, but don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
I just want to know if it's okay,
I'm not the only one.
Check it. No,
this is Karen, you're worse than that. No, you're worse.
I'm worse.
You would be like, I just rebooted the computer. Was that it? And like, what? That's not even a thing I said.
No, because they always tell you when you reboot, it fixes everything. Not in this situation. This wouldn't have fixed shit, Karen. What are you doing?
Even in should I tape up the dipstick?
Should I go outside and start the car? Is that what's happening?
Is it supposed to smoke? It's smoking. No, Karen. What are you doing?
I called up the mechanic with those new tools. It should be here soon.
Yeah. That'll fix the carburetor on the computer.
Oh my God. That's great.
But my point
is, the live audience was just sitting there the whole time and they had running.
They enjoyed it.
How was the Rod and Karen tech hour?
I have no idea how they enjoyed it. It's the most miserable shit I've gone through since I've been in New York. But these motherfuckers were like, this is great. Like, don't even worry about starting the show. So maybe there's an audience of people that want to hear 15 minutes of choppy Dylan Adler and any other guest that y'all have had to scrap. Now, you may have thrown that audio away by now, but just the next time, maybe.
I'm more comfortable with this, but you should subscribe to YouTube because Keith can't get away with not showing you if you subscribe and you're there live. But as soon as Keith wants to get off, and this is what you get to see if you are subscribed, his whole face changes and he wants out. So yeah. I don't know if you're going to get the continuation.
I know, like, what I'm saying is basically impossible because I don't think Keith would ever allow this audio to see the light of day. But I'm just, for me, there is a value to there that you may not have considered.
Keith, what do you think? Yeah. Look at that. He won't even talk now.
No, I don't think
like,
so.
It looks like our internet is breaking.
Right. It looks like I'm breaking now.
Did you skip?
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm picturing like, would it be fun? Somebody gets like five fuck ups in an hour show or something like that. People would really get confused what it is. People don't know better. It's like we did a version of the wrap up show. I think it was called Internment, and this was the one with we'd have a different host, and they would. That we would be out of the room, me and Hemda, and they could really say whatever they, I mean, come on.
Right.
But you could say whatever you want. And so it's a host, again, with our interns. And Patrice, for example, was one of them. And it was so god-awful and so long. And and then later we found out she's a thief and all this. So it was fun to bring that story up about what a liar she is, how she just lied to the interns. You know, are you guys six figures yet like me? Like, what are you even doing? But I edit it, and people are like, oh, I want to hear all that stuff. And it's like, you would be confused. It would be the way I gave Jesse Joyce an edited copy of my autobiography. And I'm like, there's still mistakes in it that actually wasn't even supposed to be printed right now. And he's like, well, I'll understand what mistakes are. I'll just get the gist or whatever. He saw it and he's like, man, there's a lot of mistakes. I'm like, I know, I said that. To this day, he thinks that's the final book. He doesn't know any better.
All right. Yeah.
Bugs the shit out of me.
We did used to have this super secret backstage show where you didn't have to be up on your mic. The mics were just live. And so it wasn't the kind of sound that you would be cool with, but it was under super secret backstage. Is that why you were okay with it? What gave that the ability to release?
That Keith we Malley. Had that we had a company that had put commercials in any fucking thing, and so we just kept the mics going. We're like, all right, I guess that's
sure. We'll take the money.
Yeah, sure.
Oh man, well listen, it's always a pleasure to be here. At 3:42 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time. It's now 39 degrees in New York City, in Manhattan.
It went up 2 degrees.
And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, and you just found out when the show ended. You now have a timer in your head for when Keith puts this up. So you'll know how long it took him to get from this 3:43 p.m. to whenever you saw the download pop up. So he's on the clock now. Take it away, Keith.